This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
So the first big juicy story of Super Bowl week has dropped. Myles Garrett requesting a trade from the Cleveland.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Browns, and yes, Packers fans, it's a possibility. I don't think it's a very likely one, but no doubt. Ryan Gutekunst talking about needing some urgency and to get back to competing for championships would suggest he'll be in this conversation. Now, there are going to be a lot of teams interested. There's no doubt that the package that is going to be required to pry Myles Garrett away from the Browns will be significant. Ultimately, I think there's probably another team that's going to outbid the Packers here, but I do think there's an opportunity. There's a chance here. Don't forget, back in the day, Gutekunst took a swing at Khalil Mack. Ryan's not going to shy away from this. He'll be in the discussion as he always is. Stay tuned.
How's Aaron Nagler, friend of the show, courtesy of Cheesehead TV. Aaron and I obviously very much in lockstep with a lot of our talking points there on the Myles Garrett trade. Welcome back to the Packaday Radio Show. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. And yes, you heard it, a major announcement coming up. You're not going to want to miss it. So again, check out the Mason Crosby Show 9 to 11 today. Also, college basketball championships, Vegas. Heck yeah, it's a slam dunk in Vegas national contest. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app today, log in and listen to The Fan or any participating Odyssey station. Listen each day for a minimum of an hour for your daily entry. Tons of big prizes, travel and accommodations for four to Las Vegas. Stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premium sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March Hoops party at Stadium Swim, plus 20K to fund the ultimate viewing experience for the first two rounds of the college basketball championships. Download the Odyssey app and listen to The Fan today. Now, it is my pleasure to bring in the one and only Matt Frelick, Packaday Podcast. You can find him on social media at @Matt_Frey_Matt. It is great to be chatting with you, my friend. How are you doing?
Doing great, Andy. Nice to talk with you. I was listening before we hopped on here, just getting your insight on where you think Myles Garrett will land if it's realistic for the Packers. So excited to chat about that and everything else going on in the league right now.
Yeah, let's start right there. This has obviously been the topic of conversation that's been dominating sports media for the last 24 hours. Myles Garrett has requested a trade. Green Bay needing a premium pass rusher, maybe a star-making player on this team in general. It would be fun to have a three-level defense of Myles Garrett on the front, Edgerrin Cooper in the middle, Xavier McKinney on the back end. Where do you stand on A, like likelihood, and B, what you would sort of do if you had your Brian Gutekunst hat on?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be a downer, but probably unlikely. I mean, it's fun to consider and look through different scenarios of how it would work. One thing that I thought really stuck out to me was what you were breaking down with the guys from Over the Cap, just about what they would need to move between Myles Garrett, Denzel, and Conklin, and just all these different transactions or contract adjustments. And even then, not even having enough money to sign, you know, a free agent or two, or even your draft class, I think is kind of where it puts it into almost impossibility for the Browns at this point. They'd have to do some gymnastics. Then you look on the Packers side of things, it's like, hey, do they really get, you know, cut ties with a couple picks and a couple players? I think at minimum it's going to be three assets. I know Diana Rossini had reported like probably a one, not likely it'll be a couple three or a couple ones, like three ones, but I think maybe a one and a two, a one and two threes could possibly get it done, but a player there. The thing that I look at would make sense would be like a one and a two from the Packers, and then giving up some areas where they have a little bit more depth or a player they want to move on from. But when you look at some of those players, and I'll go through them quickly, like Jair, maybe a receiver would make sense, a depth of line, a Malik Willis or an LVN, like really like four out of those five, the Browns are pretty sturdy at. Do you want to go get a Malik Willis? I don't think that puts you over the top. They have one of the best O-lines in football. Receiver, I think you can make an argument but like, are they going to go get Dobbs? Do they want to get Watson, who's going to miss most of the year? And then LVN, do the Packers even want to move on from a guy like that who they invested highly in and kind of want to retool and get him to where he needs to be? So I think it's fun to consider and look through the crystal ball, but I don't know. You know, there's eight other teams, I think, jacking for it, and one of them being in the division and some with maybe a little bit more assets to move. So it's fun to consider, but maybe this makes the Max Crosby deal even that more enticing.
So here are some of the trades that have been bandied about. Actually, Matt Schneidman of The Athletic just posted this. They did, it's actually really fun just kind of going through it right now. They basically had 10 teams field of Athletic writers field offers to the Cleveland Browns of what they would be willing to offer for Myles Garrett. And then the Cleveland Browns Athletic writer chose which one of those that he and the Browns would go with. So it's kind of a fun exercise here. Here's what GM Matt Schneidman offered to the Cleveland Browns in this scenario: the Packers 2025 first round pick, number 23 overall, a 2026 conditional second round pick that I'm assuming can move up to a first. That can become a first if Garrett is a first team all pro in 2025. So if he becomes a first team all pro, that moves to a first round pick, and Lucas Van Ness in exchange for Myles Garrett. In this scenario, I won't go through it all because it's definitely worth checking the article out over at The Athletic. The Browns did not go with the Packers offer in that scenario. There was another that they liked more. So even offering a first, a conditional second, and LVN was not enough in this specific scenario to get it. Meanwhile, Justice Mosqueda of Acme Packing Company spoke with the Browns writer for, I think it's I forget, yeah, Sports or SB Nation is who they write through. He talked to them, and they tried to work out a trade that would work out for both sides. The final offer, and again, check that article out over at acmepackingcompany.com. That offer was a 2026 first-round pick, a 2025 second-round pick, Malik Willis, Marshawn Lloyd, and Christian Watson for Myles Garrett, and they both agreed to that deal. So just off the top of your head, Matt, like, how did those deals sound? And like, if you were putting your, again, Goody hat on, what would you most be willing to offer in exchange for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, nothing to those, either of those sounds that shocking. It's kind of exactly where I expect. I think when I saw the Justice Mosqueda one, I was a little surprised with, you know, multiple players getting moved, but it kind of makes sense when Christian Watson's not going to compete right away. And Marshawn Lloyd, I think, is a good prospect for them, especially with the situation they're in with Nick Chubb and some other the running backs. But, I mean, honestly, like, I really fall in line with the Matt Schneidman one. That's exactly where I'm falling, like, a guaranteed one, a conditional two to move up to one is perfect. It gives you at least some flexibility if it doesn't work out all that well. And then whatever, you know, fill in the blanks for that player. I think LVN would make sense. I think you can rotate him out. Ja would make sense. Just another player. But again, that doesn't seem like it gets it done based off of at least where the Athletic people were drafting from. So if you go even further, like, does another player get it done? Does another pick get it done? I would probably venture that it's another player. Just because they have some more depth pieces. But again, does it make sense for the Browns to want to acquire another offensive lineman? Do they want a receiver? Do they want a corner? Do they want another banged up corner like Ja when they already have Denzel Ward, who's missed some time? So I think you can't over leverage yourself, and I just don't see Goody doing it. But as we know, he will be in conversation.
We're being joined by Matt Frelick of the Pack a Day podcast. You can find him on social media at @Matt_Frey_. It's a really interesting conversation. What to you are the biggest pros and cons of making a sort of deal like this for Myles Garrett?
Yeah, I mean, pro is it instantly fixes your pass rush issue. It takes your guys that were, you know, not really winning one-on-one all that much on the edge last year when Preston Smith was moved between, you know, Brenton Cox, Enigbare, LVN, Gary. I mean, those guys are good players, and I think they had spurts of success, but it really makes it that much, you know, easier for them to impact the game when Myles Garrett's on one side, double-teaming him, triple-teaming at times, as teams have had to do. It opens up the opportunity for those guys to flourish. And I think it instantly takes your defense that, I would say, hit the ground running very quickly last year. I didn't think it would, you know, be as productive as it was right away. Mostly led by the secondary. And then you put a guy in the front seven who's, you know, an all-pro defensive player of the year candidate every single year. And you couple him, like you mentioned earlier, with like Xavier McKinney, Edger, and Cooper. If Kenny Clark can bounce back, Rayshon Gary, I mean, you have some of the most talented defense that you've already had. You've already invested a ton of capital in there. So it instantly propels you to the top of the NFC, if not a Super Bowl favorite, by getting a guy like that. But yeah, it'd be awesome. And he's a great locker room guy. I don't think there's anything off the field that's ever happened with Myles Garrett that we ever have to worry about. So just another asset to add in.
Yeah, as long as he's not swinging his helmet at anyone on the field, yeah. He's been basically a picture of consistency both on and off the field outside of that. But yeah, there's one little blip in the radar. I want to ask you about somebody else because there is one other trade note that kind of came out yesterday, and that's that the Rams will trade Cooper Kupp and are fielding offers in order to be able to move him to a team, and Kupp's super motivated and excited to go to a new team. Your thoughts on Cooper Kupp, would it fit for Green Bay, and kind of the same questions of what you'd be willing to give up in that sort of situation if you would even be interested at all?
Yeah, I would definitely kick the tires on it. I think it obviously would be cheaper than Myles Garrett. That's not really in, you know, question there. I think the skill set is fun. Slot receiver that can do a ton. In the, you know, he fits what the Packers want to do, right? He comes from that Sean McVay tree, obviously, where Matt LaFleur has developed some of his run game from, his pass game from. I would love the Cooper Kupp trade. I think maybe like a second and third round pick seems appropriate. I haven't really dove in too much what his value would be. But that seems where the Packers would be. I think they might be a little bit more desperate since Christian Watson would be out for most of the year next year, and they, Bo Melton's not on contract, so they really have like three receivers at this point that are healthy that you'd even really want to roll out there. But the problem is like he doesn't stretch the field all too much, and that's really what I think the Packers need. While I think there's an argument that they could go get a guy in a free agency or more than likely the draft that could stretch the field that could fill into that role. I don't know if it's the type of player that they want to bring in, but it checks boxes for me. It's not a complete slam dunk, but you get a veteran that can block, that can be fantastic between the numbers. And I think he would just be another asset to that team and, you know, have have an opportunity to go compete for another ring at some point. So obviously the price tag is a lot lower on Myles Garrett, but he is an aging receiver, and the Packers do have some young guys that they probably want to have play in front of him, but we'll see. But I think a second or a third makes sense at this point.
Yeah, I like the part of that where he doesn't stretch the field, and I actually don't think that cut makes a ton of sense for Green Bay, in large part because of that. They need a burner. They need somebody that is going to be able to stretch the field. I mean, if somehow 2021 Cooper Kupp shows up, right, and you get it is absurd to say these stats out loud. Sometimes, like, you go back and you look at it and you're like, man, I don't think I appreciated that at the time. These were stats in 2021, Matt. 145 catches, 1,947 yards, 13.4 yards per reception, 16 touchdowns, 114.5 yards per game. I mean, that is an absurd stat line in 2021. But the 2024 stat line has been more the Cooper Kupp that you're more likely to get as of late, where he's going to play in 12 games, start 11 games, have 67 receptions for 710 yards. He hasn't had over 812 yards since that year. I mean, he's basically, what, 15? Since that year, 1,900 yards in 2021, he's basically at 2,200 yards in the three seasons combined since then. 10.6 yards per catch, only 6 touchdowns. He's not the explosive playmaker. He's not the first down target that he once was. I think that unless, again, that 2021 Cooper Kupp somehow walks through the door, it's a tougher sell for me. I'm not exactly sure that he's the exact type of piece that Green Bay would need. I think trading for like a DK Metcalf or going and getting a field stretcher might make a little bit more sense here for Green Bay.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, those stats are ridiculous. I actually had him in fantasy that year, and I didn't even realize at this point, like, it was almost 2,000 yards, 150 almost yards, like that, or catches. That's insane. But yeah, that's 4 years removed at some point when they kick off in September. So I think you're right. A field stretcher is what they need, and they desperately need that with Watson going to be out most of the year.
We're being joined by Matt Fraelich, Packaday Podcast. You can find him on social media at @Matt_Fray_. Matt, outside of these trade possibilities, we know that the more likely scenario that Goody's going to go with is free agency. Do you have any early free agent crushes, not draft crushes, we might get to that, but free agent crushes that you look out there in the free agent market and you're like, that's my guy, that's who I want them to go get?
Any crushes, to be honest. Like, I dove in right after the season got done and I was looking at pass rusher, receiver, corner, and like really had to convince myself on some pass rushers. I think there's a couple corners there. I'm far, far removed from where Ronan's at with like the T. Higgins move. I think that's just never going to happen. It's going to be kind of a bidding war. And again, for a guy that hasn't been consistent on the field too, doesn't make sense. I could be talked into, Chris Godwin. That would be one. Again, kind of the same thing though with Cooper Kupp. Doesn't stretch the field all that much. Coming off an injury, what are you going to get out of him? I could also make an argument for corner for Byron Murphy. I think he had a really, really strong year with the Vikings, ended up making the Pro Bowl, whatever that actually is considered in the standing. So that would be helpful to get another corner, but really, like, if you get the top couple guys off the top of the list, like the T. Higginses and, you know, guys that are going to get paid a lot more than I want to pay, and some veteran guys that are just super old at this point, I don't really see anyone that's, like, all that enticing to me. Like, one flyer I would throw out there would be Christian Fulton, corner from the Chargers. He's battled some hamstring injuries and knee injuries over his career, but I think he could be a guy that could come in and play, and he's not going to warrant that much on the open market, maybe a couple million a year. Younger player, second round pick from 5 years ago, so that would make some sense. But outside of that, like, I'm not really crushing over any free agent at this point. I've even tried to talk myself into it. I just really don't see it happening for any of these top-end guys. But maybe those B-level guys, that second market guys, which Goody usually does well on, there might be a guy that I'm missing on the list that all of a sudden I'm like, wow, that was a great selection. Totally missed him on the free agent pool.
It's going to be interesting. And I think, again, if you're looking for reasons why maybe the Packers would make some sort of aggressive move for a Myles Garrett or something akin to that is because it's not the greatest free agent market in the world. It's not the greatest draft in the world. They're not necessarily going to be in positions to go out and get somebody quite like a Xavier McKinney. I mean, they have the money to go do it. That's kind of the interesting aspect. But there's not that 1A player that you look out there and be like, oh my goodness. Like last year at this time, Matt, we were talking about how perfect of a fit Xavier McKinney was for this team, for what they needed, the age, the experience, the high-level player. Just like you looked at it and you're like, man, does that make so much sense in the world? And Green Bay agreed, and they went out and did it. It's a little bit of a tougher sell to look at anyone out there, even like, you know, a Khalil Mack who might fit perfect. Well, he's 34 years old, or, you know, there's other ones that are probably going to get, you know, even if you're looking at some of the you know, Oso Odighizuwas, the Levi Nwuzurikes, the Milton Williams, the interior defensive tackles, things like that, like they're probably going to get massively overpaid. Same for some of these top corners. And it may not be something that Goody's super interested in. So it does kind of give this weird vibe of like, hey, maybe a trade is actually what we need to go after here because the free agency market just isn't as robust as we would like it to be.
Yeah, absolutely agree. It's, you're going to have to overpay for someone that's either, you know, hasn't really put up the numbers and it's just a smaller market for them, or there's guys that you look on the list, like Khalil Mack's a great one. You're just looking like, holy cow, this guy's way older than expected. Why would we pay for someone at this point? That's not the direction they're going right now. So I think a trade makes way more sense. Like you had mentioned, whether it be DK Metcalf, Cooper Kupp, Myles Garrett, whatever the list ends up being, I think it's a lot more enticing to look at that. But again, you're going to give up a lot more capital than probably you would either been like a, you know, a free agent that you can get a little bit cheaper or just a draft pick.
Final thoughts before we get out of here. Eagles, Chiefs coming up. Super Bowl prediction. Who are you liking? Who you got in this game?
I got Chiefs. It's crazy to think that they could win three in a row. But until they get beat in the Super Bowl, it's tough to pick against them. Lines 1.5 that I've seen, 48.5 points for the total. So I'm going with the Chiefs to cover and with the over. So it'll be Chiefs 27, Philly 23.
I love it. Excited for the big game this weekend. Matt, you're the absolute best. Tell us where we can find you on social media and anything you kind of want to plug on the way out here.
Yeah, absolutely. You can still find me over on X at Matt_Frey_. That's at MATT_FRA_. Of course, with the daily podcast on Saturdays with Eli and Jen. Make sure you're checking that over there on Pack a Day Podcast, wherever you get all your podcasts. And yeah, going through probably more mock drafts than I've ever done before the Super Bowl and this year, which has been, it's been fun. So kind of grinding that out and looking for some gems, diamonds in the rough as we have less picks than normal this year, which is kind of interesting too.
Yeah, as we get closer to the draft, we'll definitely have to have you back on and hear some of your takes and your draft crushes. We'll definitely get to that at some point. Matt, I appreciate you a ton. Looking forward to this week's episode with Janelle and Eli. And we'll talk to you soon, my friend. Sound good?
You bet. Take care.
You as well. Appreciate it. Make sure to follow him at Matt_Frey_. Matt's the absolute best. You're going to definitely want to give him a follow. When we come back, we're going to be going to the phone. So get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. Should the Packers go all in for Myles Garrett? Yes or no? What are you thinking on that side of things? It's the Pack a Day Radio Show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.